If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, so we thought last week's was the cliffhanger. Yeah. When Drunk Yoda gave was mercy for Fargans.
Orped your boat, I'll jump, Will.
Was climbing off and that we may have problems docking.
Remember when someone, I just want to remind people that the first of this episode was... Our biggest problem on this ship is a drunk passenger who might jump off the ship.
That feels like years ago.
It feels.
Doesn't it?
This show is so good. It's so good. It's so good.
I've been telling you to watch it for years.
Well, again, like that one sissy said, I thought it was Housewives on a Boat. It is not.
Yeah.
It is not.
Y'all, this is Below Deck, man. We are reality gays. Hello.
This is Below Deck. Mediterranean.
That is the worst. I don't know what you're trying to do.
Mediterranean. Season 6, episode 5, Ship Happens.
Okay.
Do you think a lot of people like on that work in boating, do you think someone who's new to shipping or yachting or whatever wears the Ship Happens shirt? Because you know somebody, you know, like Tommy Bahama or someone makes a shirt that says, or like in Margaritaville at Jimmy Buffett's store, you know they have a Ship
Happens. There's definitely a mug
shirt
that says Ship Happens.
Yeah, it happens.
And it's I don't think anyone who works in yachting would do that. Mostly because they've all heard it their first year.
Yeah.
And I think they would go every time. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when people, what like anytime there's people find out I'm a vocal teacher. Can you teach me to sing? I can't sing. How about me? I can't sing a lick. I'm like, I wasn't offering. I was definitely not offering to teach
it's
you to
somebody
sing.
Like you just met in 5 minutes and they say, oh, you're a therapist.
I'm a terrible singer. Yeah.
Oh, I'm a therapist. You tell me what issues do I have about my mom? And I'm like,
yeah, there is. And I think it's a small talk thing, but people will, but regardless, I'm going on a date or I'm meeting someone for the first time or just random person. When I say what I do, they go, oh, I'm a terrible singer. I was like, I didn't ask, but thanks.
But thanks.
But I just usually go,
Y'all, before we jump in, we want to talk about real quick. We're going to be doing F-Boy Island on HBO Max. That show is dropping this
29th.
Week, actually, on the 29th. So that's going to be dropping.
Is that a Thursday?
It's on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Y'all, this week's kind of a shit show for me. So we don't know when we're going to have it out, but we are going to have it out sometime this week. That's all I'll say.
You can thanks, quote, cancer.
Thanks. Yeah, I got to go to Houston. So we're going to see how it goes. So that's happening. So F-Boy, I also, if you're on the $5 tier of our Reality Gaze Extra Premium content, we have Love is Blind After the Altar, which drops on Wednesday. So,
and Sexy Beast, which is dropping probably soon, or already is there.
Well, Sexy Beast aired. When I say dropping, meaning, I'm sorry, I should say they air After the Altar's airing on Netflix. So I just want y'all to know we're doing our regular shows, and then F-Boy Island and Love is Blind are double penetrating us this week with content.
And not the good kind.
Not the good kind where Mm-mm. they're stroking your junk while they do it. They're just big.
And you're just going,
You're just putting your pillow in your mouth and just going and just thinking about Cheetos.
It's a combination of like crying and wondering why I'm here.
It's all consent. It's all consensual, all of the up and up, but you're still wondering why you said yes.
I've been there where there's one moment where you kind of got yourself into deep with your fantasy. Literally, they're in too deep.
Yeah.
And you're kind of going, how did I end up here?
Why did I say yes? This was supposed to be nice, and now I regret this.
The moment of clarity sometimes where you just, and the world kind of stops, and you go, didn't see this for myself.
Didn't see this for myself. So anyway, y'all, but yes, so F-Boy on Love is Blind, and you're right. We have recorded, by the time this episode drops, I think all of our Sexy Beast episodes will have dropped on the $5 tier. The first one's out on the free feed, though.
We will say, you enjoyed Sexy Beast more than I did, but after reflecting on it, it's a kind of a fun escapist ride, which I had lots of fundamental problems with. But if you love reality TV, you guys, to me, it's interesting why things don't work and what should work if it's going to be a better show. Maybe you're not a nerd like me, but.
No. Well, we just live in LA and we are in the business of it, of analyzing it. But I think
it's interesting.
It.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm saying we nerd out about it, but most people are like, who gives a fuck, poodle? Who gives a fuck, poods?
But y'all, just wait till episode 4 when that goddamn panda shows up. Because you're like, if I had a bullet, one bullet in one gun, I'd use it on her.
I think we haven't recorded that podcast yet, but I think we're going to have a lively conversation about it.
That you like her?
Well, there's, I have some opinions. I have some opinions. But I've watched it all. Did you finish it yet?
No, I haven't watched 5 and 6.
Six. Ooh. Ooh. That beast in 6. Whoa.
He's but hot. You have to admit though, she's a very upsetting person.
We'll talk about it on that recap. We're gonna save it for that, everybody.
I just want a little validation. And you won't even you're doing the worst thing. You're like, you know what he does, you guys? This is metaphorically, like, I'm a beetle. He flips me over my back and just presses his finger and holds me there. And I'm just like,
dance, beetle, dance.
Yeah. We need to talk about this show because I'm about to, like, slam my computer down.
Yeah, so drunk Yoda Orbison, he's walking around. He's saying, literally, the subtitle person.
Mercy, guard a heart of her.
He just read him great. For filth. Like, he's saying Elvish at this point. We don't know.
Excuse you, bro. I had her ears. Or it's like that little, on Twin Peaks, that little person who had said things backwards.
I contacted Dildo Swaggins. It is not actually Hobbit speak. So we don't know what it is. We don't know what it is.
So he's shirtless, going around, and he finally goes to bed. By the way, the line snaps, but Z is pretty quick on it.
And Malia's like, good job, Z. Yeah. You're doing a good job.
So I wanna move.
It's not
on.
Really about him, y'all. He gets drunk, he goes to bed, and meanwhile, they're waiting for everybody to go to bed, but they're starting to be. I saw this because I didn't know there was a blow up this episode. I didn't know anything about it. I kind of stayed away. But we started to see a little ink. And y'all, by the way, I know some of you don't watch the episodes. If you haven't watched this episode, you need to pause us now and you need to watch this episode and then come back to us.
This will go down as one of the legendary Below Deck episodes in the franchise.
Yes,
and it's actually one of the more, like, what the fuck, that escalated quickly episodes.
That's what, but when you think about it, They're all kind of in the kitchen and they're kind of cleaning up and trying, waiting for the guests to go to bed so they can do stuff. And like even Malia just says kind of casually, Lexi, you're so funny. But you don't mean to be funny, Lexi. You just, you know, and Katie's like, well, you're just so blunt. You just say what's on your mind.
And she's like, really?
Really? Y'all, this is a little bit of code for girl speak saying,
no, this is code saying you're a bitch. They don't like her. They haven't liked her since day one, mostly because she's not a kind person.
No.
And I will say, we all know I have problems with Malia. I think Malia is good at her job. I'm like I'm Australian.
Malia.
I think she's good at her job, and I believe she actually cares about people. My big problem with her is she's a suck up to Captain Sandy, and she kind of uses things to get what she wants. I think she's a good person. Katie, I think, is great.
I love
Katie's. Katie's biggest issue is she kind of wants to be homecoming queen. She wants to be liked by everybody.
She does.
Kate Chastain does not have that problem, which is why she's the forever once and future queen of stews. God, I would have loved Kate Chastain to be dealing with Lexi, just spiraling. Oh, God, that would have been spectacular. You're right. And then all of a sudden, Courtney, they're eating. Do you want to eat after me? And Lexi's like, I don't know. Have you been sucking dick? And she's it like, comes off like, okay, there's no laughter after it. And I think that's why they said that, because she's just unkind to the rest of her coworkers.
She is.
And her superiors.
Y'all, she wants the world to burn. She really does. She's
angry. Can
she's
I just say,
angry.
I'm surprised she passed psych eval.
Uh-oh. Do they do a psych eval for this?
They would have to for a reality show, wouldn't they? No, you have to pass a psych eval.
I don't know. No, like, the people that I know, like...
No, I'm saying she's not right. Like, she's not mentally well. Either the... And I think this may have started before her father died, because I guarantee you this burn list is 5 to 10 years old.
Yeah. They talk about the burn list. They're
Malia brings it up. Yeah.
Courtney's like, I have a bang list.
Courtney.
So does Poodle. And so, but yeah, they even talk,
I just stopped adding to it because it just, I was using too much paper.
kept buying all the pens in Target.
The Pacific Northwest called and said, darling, can you please stop using so much paper? Our trees are really having a problem.
Really, yeah.
Make it electronic, please.
That's why he had to get a new computer.
It just filled it all up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just text 011010001. David and anyway, so there's a little if, and David and Lloyd are outside smoking, and Lloyd is just kind of saying, I'm generally reserved, but everybody on this boat, especially the deck crew, is wonderful. And I got to agree with him. There's no like swinging dicks on this crew, probably because there's no South African misogynists.
Again, I know I'm new to this season, so I know a lot of people don't like Malia. I don't know about Malia's past, y'all.
Yeah.
I know nothing about it. So
she's doing well for herself this year.
A good bosun.
She's very good at her job. No, she's very, very good.
Yeah, I think she's I'm shocked at how patient she is with Z still. Like, I hope that ball doesn't drop, but she seems to, but
I have a feeling if there was another female on the crew, she would not be that patient.
That's what I've heard. She's supposedly not nice to...
No. Especially if they're pretty. Especially if they're pretty.
Later, because she's validated in it, but she kind of doesn't know when to let go with Lexi. But actually, Lexi just goes after it.
No, she's beyond. She's actually beyond difficult. This is a level of... There is something. This is probably some type of like personality disorder. This is
someone who literally
bad
will slit everyone's. She is Cersei Lannister, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
She does not give a fuck about anyone. Except
dangerous person. Kind of
very
to have
dangerous
on your team.
Person. And so Anyway, they go to sleep. Katie's doing the late shift, and she talks about, again, and this is a point of contention with Lexi. She says, I did the late shift tonight. I remember doing the late shift on a boat, and it was like 5 a.m, and I'm crying, and I'm thinking, how am I going to do this? She's like, and that's why I rotate stews, so no one ever has to feel that
way. And gets burnt out.
Like they're the one burnout. So meaning yet, y'all, that's the way, I guess normally someone who's the morning stew is always the morning stew for some.
It has varied depending on who your chief stew is.
So, and I think Lexi's been more familiar. If you're morning stew, you're morning stew.
Yeah. Or no, if you're second stew, you're in the laundry. Yeah. That's, and yeah, occasionally you will be brought out to help with service or anything like that. That has been, some chief stews don't do it like that. That has been more of the rule, mm-hmm. especially on when Hannah was chief stew these last three or four seasons of Below Deck Med.
Okay.
But there are some chief stews on, like Francesca on Below Deck, who haven't worked that way. So again, it is all up to how the chief stews work.
And this is how Katie does it. So yep, we'll see.
I like Katie so much.
I love Katie.
Yep. So it is the final day of the charter. This is drop-off day.
What would you want to be? Sorry, KDD. What would you want to be? Would you want to be a stew? Would you want to be a bosun? Would you want to be
a dickhead? A dickhead.
What would you want to be, Poodle?
Captain!
No, let's
that's
say
that's not even the question.
Oh God,
you do. I already have a lesbian mouth for it,
and you do have the outfit for it.
I know. If I had my choice, chief stew, definitely
chief stew.
Oh yes, I'd rule that fucking place. They'd be afraid of me.
See, I think it'd be more. I kind of think, even though I wouldn't, I would rather be bosun.
Oh no, it's too much responsibility. No, and you'd be really responsible for any time something went wrong because Captain Sandy would throw you under the bus.
Well, I would. I know, but I almost would rather be, as Katie says, y'all, this is true. Ask anybody in business the hardest part of their job.
Managing that personalities.
Has employees, and they're going to say HR. And bosun, usually, I haven't seen previous seasons, but I feel like the stews are usually more dramatic.
Not
than
so. It depends on what season you're watching. Well, if you've got people like Riley, in previous, who was a deckhand, she was super volatile. And sometimes it was merited, and then sometimes she would just pop off. And so you're dealing with, and especially if you've got these like burly South African meatheads.
Again, that's why I'm fine with bosun.
I would never. No, for me, it would be, it'd probably be close, probably second stew, because then someone, although I'm not good at having a boss.
Oh, come on. You're going to be a second stew.
I'm not good at being a boss.
You would have that stew. You would get them kicked off their ship by mid tour.
I'm not good at having a boss. All my bosses I've ever had, I've either yelled at them or quit in a big huff.
And have any of your bosses that you've had liked you?
They knew I was necessary. They really didn't like me,
Poodle,
though.
Wasn't my question, Poodle. Did they like you?
No. You know what? I don't give a fuck if they did. Maybe that was part of the problem.
That was part of the problem.
I'm going to do my job. But you know what? I'm indispensable. That's all that matters. When you know where all the bodies are buried. Good luck trying to get rid of me. I'm like a virus in there. I'm like herpes. Keep treating me. I'm not going away.
Not going away.
Until I leave on my own accord.
You might think I'm gone, but when you've got a wedding, I'm just going to pop up on your mouth and say, I'm here, bitch.
When you have to take photos.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up there.
That happened to me. Every time I had a school fold, my fever blisters just popped up.
Oh,
third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, fever blisters.
Wow. So it's all stress. All stress worrying about the right photo you'd get.
We need to move on. Anyway.
So it is the final day of the charter, and yes, Lexi's talking to herself. And you notice this is also a sign that this is a dangerous person, you guys. If you're around someone who has to consistently prove especially to others and relate to others, how smart they are or the good school that they went to or how intelligent they are more than other people, that's a red flag and that person is dangerous. Because she says that, she's like, talking to yourself is a sign of intelligent people.
And then, but she says, I Googled it last night for comfort because she was talking to herself and Lloyd kind of looked at her and it's just the difference of I talk to myself, Poodle talks to himself. We both do that, but I wouldn't sit up and think about someone catching me talking to myself 7 hours later when I'm going to bed.
Like, no, this is a person with a lot of problems.
That's not great.
When I say that, I don't say intelligent people do this. I say it's the best conversation.
Wow.
Anyway, so Lexi, of course, is working the morning shift with Matthew. So it's going to be just
great.
It's going to go just swimmingly.
It's going to be a better day. So because Lexi, y'all remember Katie worked the late shift, so she's still in bed, y'all.
Did you hear when she said, yeah, I got into nursing school, but then I bought 3 cars. It's like my former roommate is like, so I sold my books for crack.
It does make me, yeah, that's true.
It's a weird non sequitur, but then I bought 3 cars.
It does make me wonder if she has like a bipolar thing, like if she's having some mania. Like,
yeah,
she
that's a good,
and
good
she
point.
Feels, or she's just compulsive. I don't know.
I think
we don't
I
know
think
a lot.
It's like full on personality disorder.
I know that.
I think you see who she's going to give you to see.
Yeah, I think so too. And maybe it's too early to tell. I know some people are like, I don't like it when reality gays diagnose people. And I'm like, bitch, I have a degree. I can diagnose people. So that's kind of what I think right now. But this could change.
So Lexi basically is telling Matthew that the guests need to eat. The primary's not up. Drunk Yoda's not up. And he's like, well, I got to wait for Katie. And he's like, she's like, I'm the breakfast roll today. First of all, slow your roll, honey.
Even if he
is saying shit like this, it's weird that she's worked on boats because the simple thing like chain of command and pecking order seems to be lost on her. And it's interesting.
It's what it is. You know what? I was going to say this later, but I'll say it now. I think one reason why Lexi and Matthew, we're saying Matthew because...
One T.
Again, and I just want to say it's been very validating. I've had so many, and when I say so many, I mean it like 10 sissies that either left a comment or messaged me and said, you're so fucking right about a Matthew with one T.
Tens of people.
You can never trust a Matthew with one T. That's all I'm saying, y'all. But I kind of think Matthew and Lexi actually
they're closer.
Have a lot in common.
Yeah.
They're both dealing with a lot of narcissism.
And sadly, insecurity on a lot of their points. So
she's mumbling like fucking more under her breath.
Yes!
Like right in front of him.
God, I wish this was Ben. Oh, one. God, if he, spoiler alert, if he does wind up leaving. God, I hope they get Ben to come in. Ooh, it'll make my life. Anyway,
let's see.
So Lexi, he said, you know, Katie's asleep, and y'all, the atmosphere is absolutely chilling between these two.
Yeah, and she even says he's like a little boy, and he's trying to have power over me, and I'm like,
he does,
girl,
he outranks you.
He outranks you. He's the chef. Like, even this is my first season of this, y'all. I've only seen 3 episodes of this world. And I know
you get the pecking order.
He outranks you, bitch. Yeah. Like, what are you gonna do?
It is kind of. I mean, it's not necessarily that. Not that they're under him. He just outranks them in what he says because actually he is in a way the most valuable person on the ship because he's the hardest to replace.
And she's literally in his kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's when you're in the galley, you don't really can't
when
really
you're
say
in,
a lot.
Y'all, guess what? When you're in Poodle Sex Dungeon, you don't get a say.
My
you
rules.
You get a safe word and that's it.
And I tell you what it is.
And you better hope you
it's
don't have a ball gag.
Bamboozled.
Wow.
Didn't hear it.
Didn't hear it. So, but here's the deal. Meitu is like, there's a problem with Lexi and I, but guess what? My superpower is annoying people, and I'm just going to piss her off so that way Katie will never put her with me, and Lexi doesn't ever want to deal with me.
What a useful superpower to have in a work environment.
So it's like you want to feel sorry for Meitu, and then you go, oh, wait, he's an asshole too.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a total jerk.
Like,
He's one of the worst people to work with, y'all. We all know, if you've worked in restaurants, not even with chefs, even like general, like managers or just like even like shift leaders or something like that, anything like that. You know these people out there. They're trying to show out, especially throwing out sexual stuff. We all know a Matthew.
Who would you stand, coworkers. Lexi or Matthew?
Who would I stand?
You gotta pick a side.
No, I refuse. They're both awful.
They're both pretty awful.
No, I'm not going to get into your head games. So he served these people, and because Lexi was in the room bitching with Courtney about Matthew, and he's like, no, I just served him. It's fine. He's like, you could have radioed me. He's like, no, I just wanted to serve the guests. And that is just pissing her the fuck off.
Which he did that not because he wanted to serve the guests. He wanted to do her job. Because, y'all, the thing that Matthew can do, he's a good cook.
Yeah,
he knows it. People fucking love his food. So he wants to go there, show his face. And do you know how he felt, how good he felt in that tip meeting when they went on and on about his food?
Yep. He's just metaphorically jerking off all over all
and
of them.
And Lexi, though, tells Katie,
Have some bechamel.
Lexi tells Katie, she's like, look, he's off. Like, something's with him. He's off. She's like, don't put me on breakfast or I'll strangle him. And Katie.
She kind of goes, what did I walk into?
So Lexi says that Katie doesn't try to deal with her and Matthew, and that she says that managing is not her strong suit. Do you agree?
Well, I said earlier that Katie kind of wants to be liked by everybody. It's the homecoming queen, or Miss Congeniality at least. Mm-hmm. But this, if Matthew went to Katie and said, which is what he should have done, and said, there's a problem with Lexi. I'm going to need you to tell her to blah, blah, blah. I think she would have done it. But with Lexi going to Katie about Matthew, what is she going to do? So the second stew can't ever interact with the chef? Unfortunately, that is the problem does not work both ways.
Well, I think what maybe Lexi, I agree. I think maybe what Lexi, the deal is Katie can already tell Lexi's psycho.
Yeah.
Like she already knows that. So maybe, but in a position, you know, if somebody came up to me and said, you know, someone's mental, if I'm on breakfast, I'm going to strangle him. Then I'm going to ask what specifically happened.
Right.
So that way I can get detailed information. So maybe Katie should have done that, but I kind of think Lexi's saying she's avoiding it. I think she's trying to avoid Lexi because she doesn't know how to handle her crazy, y'all. And that's, Lexi's one of those people, you could wipe her ass and say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Or you can completely ignore. Either one's going to make her crazy.
Katie says they need to work through their differences. And here's why
she says Katie, that to us.
Yeah, Katie's not a typical chief stew. Because previous chief stews, Hannah may have passively aggressively avoided it, but they would not. Kate would have just said, "No, he's the chef," with a very just like just steel face, and said, "No, you just need to go do that. You need to learn to do that," because that's Kate. And both stews by now, we're 5 episodes in. Both stews would already resent Kate. Because that's what happens.
Yeah.
So to be a woman, especially in charge of 2 other women below her, and unfortunately, they're kind of around the same age, I believe, which is even harder. So there's not a seniority of age. So they both have to work. Katie is having to work very hard, especially with a personality like Lexi's, not to have her go off. So I think Lexi's already said that she's used to Chief Stews being a bitch, being awful. And so this is a different thing for her. So I think she expects a Chief Stew to act like that. And when someone doesn't, she doesn't know how to do it, doesn't know how to deal with it.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So then there, the fire alarm goes off because they, that's where the, we get the title of the episode. David is taking a monster shit and is spraying deodorant.
Did you get that? Because they, you see that like David's in the room, but you
they always have them shitting. It's a thing.
See, I'm not used to this. I thought he was masturbating.
No, they always have them shitting. It's always.
Thought he, because he was going like, oh, and I totally thought
it's him
jacking off.
It's there's always someone who takes a really terrible shit. It's usually one of the deckhands, and people complain about it because it's such tight quarters on the boat. It just, you smell it everywhere.
Wow.
Ship happens. Listen how funny I am. Anyway, so. Lexi is already keeping up, starting more shit about, Katie is just going to play innocent. This is bullshit.
She's like, you're choosing both sides. You're pretending to have our backs. You don't have our backs. Y'all, Lexi, Poodle and I have talked about this before. Y'all, Lexi is one of those people, and it's actually so is May too, but Lexi is one of those people who all, when she gets angry, she says you don't respect her. It's all about respect.
Y'all, watch out with that.
People that say they always aren't respected usually are narcissists and are probably pretty toxic.
Or you're disrespecting me.
How could you disrespect me and all this kind of... How
because
could you
I'm owed a certain type of correspondence with a given person. Yep, I agree. So the next thing, Captain Sandy is playing with children and it looks about as natural as me playing with children.
Yeah. Like, yay, you found me.
Or remember the abominable snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the cartoon?
Yes.
When like he like put the star on top of the tree. It looks about as natural as that.
Yeah, pretty much. Bless her.
So they thank God they're leaving.
Can I
of
ask
course.
You,
What
does the captain do? But seriously, like, is she just up there steering the ship?
Yes, and she's every job has to have a CEO. So, and a lot of times they've worked hard to get there, so there may not be a lot of daily work, but the decisions they make, I'm sure there's a lot of nautical, like, mapping out and deciding about the weather and making big decisions with the first officer, who we never really see. First officer, second officer, and all of that, and the ensign. We never really see that.
Yeah, I never see that.
So we never really see the engineering side.
Okay.
But it's for a good reason, because that's very serious. And so I'm sure she's qualified.
I didn't mean that towards her. It was just, I was more curious.
You're like, does she normally play with children?
Like, what do they do? And so, and I guess
any boat captains, let us do what you know.
Yeah.
Maddie thinks you don't do anything.
No, that's not what I said.
We're going to get some angry captains.
I kind of want to go on a boat after this. Not necessarily with you, or if it is, it's a very big boat.
Ooh, let's take a below deck cruise.
Y'all, because
y'all going to pay for us though.
If we do a small boat, Poodle will take a dump in my bathroom and cause a fire. And
I won't even flush.
I'll have to deal with it.
And you'll walk in and you'll see me and I'm like, hey,
exactly.
Just sitting there. And you're like, what are you doing?
And it's already happening. So yeah.
I'm just staring at you. It's like my youngest nephew will just, you'll open the door if he's going to the bathroom. He'll just stare you down and just laugh at you.
Wow.
While he's taking a poop.
That was an image. I'm scared. Let's move on. So y'all, they have the tip meeting. And again, the Orbisons are like, that food was fantastic. The MVP.
You're the shit,
they
man.
They get a tip that's almost $1,800 each almost. And basically, then, and Sandy's like, enjoy your night, because they have like 36 hours. They have like a good like day and a half of off. And y'all, remember, they have like a day and a half off. They have a long time to be off. Matt's so excited because he's going to plan his menu. I'm such a planner. I do all this. Sandy tells him.
Can you get crew lunch ready?
You got a good crew lunch. And he went, what? Again, y'all, I'm only.
He's been told that.
I'm three episodes in. I get if you're the chef, you need to make lunch for the people working.
Yeah. Well.
Guys, it's a very big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's like at summer camp. Like when you, like when we, y'all, when we have like a day, you just, that's what, that's part of what you get paid for is to be.
Yeah. And usually it's not like a meal that you're going to get for, it's not going to meal for like charter guests by no means. It's, y'all, but it's still going to be like for me as a musician, a lot of times if we do gigs at a restaurant or a thing where they serve food, they will do a kind of cast dinner, and they'll just put it there, and it's just like a little, usually it's a little snacky thing, but it's especially if you've been there the whole day, it's very, very common, and for him to do that really shows you how self-centered and how he thinks he's above everyone else.
He does.
He doesn't even need to think about them. He is the star, and they are his supporting. Yeah.
Y'all,
I really hate him.
Oh, I hate him too. They just made paninis in a salad. And of course, Malia, this is why, again, I don't have previous experiences, but I'm going to say something and people might come for me. At least after this episode, I kind of love Malia. Because
Just wait. Just you wait, Henry Higgins. She'll show her true colors near by the end. No, she's doing all the right things. I'm saying, As someone who's doing a job as bosun, she's great. I'm saying she's up there with like Eddie, especially maybe not the earlier seasons of Below Deck, but she's really good. She's really good in a crisis, and she even saying, "How can I help you with this?
Yeah,
can we help you, Matthew?"
And he's like, "No," and he's kind of trying to spin and be like, "No, it's fine." And she's like, "No, listen, we're fucking going to help you. How do we help you?"
He's like, it's so fucked up. I have to do this. I have to lower myself to cook for the crew.
And so he finishes, y'all. He cooks lunch for them in 2 hours. And he's like, that's 2 hours I could have spent prepping.
I'm telling
y'all. 36 hours.
We all know this person. And they're exhausting. And if you have to work for this person, I'm sorry. Because that's bad.
And yes, he has a hard job, but I don't know if it would be considered any harder. Y'all, the stews are working their asses off going up and down this fucking boat like fucking ants in an anthill.
Well, he's been praised for so long saying he's good at what he does. And so what you expect from people changes.
David tries to call. Yeah. David tries to call me. He's like, I'm trying to call him.
He is the sweetest man on that boat. Him and Lloyd both. And Z. I love all of the deck
crew.
They're
great. David has a cute ass, too.
I know. We're going to talk about that. So I liked it when my favorite moment of the show was when he's like, listen. And Malia said, no, you listen.
Yeah.
We're going to help you. Regardless.
Yeah, let us fucking help.
She is, I have never said that she was not good at her job. She's very good. She's a very good bosun. I'm just saying as a person, you can't really always trust her.
Yeah. But I know a lot of people don't like her and Sandy.
People loop them together in the same. I don't. Sandy, I reserve a whole type of other disdain for Captain Sandy. Mostly because she's such a fucking camera hog. And just like this thing with playing with the kids and like holding kids. I'm like, you're holding that child like it's a sack of potatoes. And like, when can I put it down?
Mm, is she married?
Yeah.
I wonder what her wife's like.
Her wife is pretty.
Well,
wife kind of looks like Malia.
You said that like you're Barack Obama.
Wife kind of looks like Malia. Malia. Malia? Sasha? Malia? Michelle? Everything. Then I go golfing.
Oh, Caesar from 90 Day Fiance. God. So
they're eating lunch and she basically asks, oh, are you a crier? And he, again, this same persona is like only during sex. Everything is to keep it And Malia's like, gross. Y'all, this is an HR. This person's an HR,
HR nightmare.
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 Nightmare. Yeah, he's, so.
Courtney asks, is that placenta? Pimenta?
Polenta. Quick thing about Courtney, because this is going to come up later. Courtney kind of talks about, she calls her mom. Her dad has Alzheimer's, and he's had it for a while now, for about 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
That's just going to come out later when she gets
stronger. 7 years, actually, I believe she said.
It was seven. So, which Alzheimer's is seven horrendous.
Seven!
Yeah, kind of the wrong time to make a joke after Alzheimer's about seven. But, you know, too soon.
I do what I like. I just read the room. I read the room. No, it's Alzheimer's is absolutely awful.
It is.
We went through that with my great aunt, and it was really hard to watch because we were like her favorite nephews.
Oh.
And there were times we had to. I was like 8 or 9, and my mom said, "Remember, tell her who you are." And I would say, "What?" Does she never remember who I am? I remember my mother started crying when I would ask, why doesn't Aunt Jane remember who I am?
You just don't know.
It's
kind of like Courtney says, it's like someone's dying in front of your eyes, but they're still alive.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yep.
Anyway, y'all, they are going all out that night.
We're night out number two.
Y'all, again, this is the third episode. This is only the second time they've gone out. It feels like months we've been on this boat.
Well,
and
that's
I don't mean
the
that in a bad way. I mean, like, just it's been so much, especially with that first charter.
Do you know how long these charter seasons are?
What are they, like 6 weeks?
6-7 weeks. Yeah, tops. And that's why the show is just nonstop, because that's why the editing and the storylines, they are just, because you compress everything in that small amount of time. Mm-hmm. That's why the show is fantastic. No other show on Bravo is like this for me. It's just so good. So they're in Šibenik, which I guess how you say that. I want to go to Croatia.
That's beautiful.
I would just do really well in the Dick Riera.
You would.
And do you notice that Matt Maichu,
gay friendly? I bet it is.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think it is.
Parts of it. Maichu just orders a bottle of rosé for himself. It's like, someone's getting shwasted.
I'm getting shmammer tonight.
So Maichu is one of those guys who's about 4 years behind on all his cool references.
He is.
You all know that.
What's up? You know what? By the way, we almost forgot. Before we jump into the dinner and the party, we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow.
As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Let's talk about Lord Fussy. Lord Fussy.
What's your sign? What's your sign?
Oh, God.
That's how
Scorpio.
I know.
Scorpio. We get freaky. That's like when I was last time I was at a sex party.
And everybody goes, huh?
Huh?
Because Lexi asks, where did you meet your ex-girlfriend?
We met at a sex party.
You already when
did
Matt
you? I tell you, I went to sex parties,
and you can
like
tell
people
even before,
jerking off.
Y'all, he's just simmering. He's sitting at them, and you can tell he is just simmering rage, and he's so mad at them because he had to feed them all lunch.
Like the last time at my sex party.
So yeah, he just like that. Apparently, that's what he's going to talk about all the
time. Someone get me a hooker. Somebody get me a hooker. Anybody know a good sex party?
And he's kind of like your drunk Uncle Jerry talking in the corner about how he used to have sex.
I had so many accomplishments. I worked so hard in my life.
Everybody's kind of talking over him and just trying, like Malia's like saying, David, I'm so glad you're talking more. You were so quiet the first dinner.
I couldn't perform very well at my first sex party.
Okay.
Did I tell you I've been to sex parties?
David, I'm glad you're here. Then he starts talking about masturbation.
Yeah, I just need to jerk off. I haven't jerked off in a couple of days.
And Malia's like, stop.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up. And then he keeps on going. And even Katie's like, yells, Matt, stop fucking saying this.
Yeah.
Like, this is not even borderline. This feels like sexual harassment.
It's really inappropriate.
It's really inappropriate.
And that comes from people like us.
Yes.
It would be me like saying, you guys, I got to tell you about this guy's dick I sucked last night at this party. And then I went, it was about 7 inches long and went into, but for some reason, even that's less offensive than what he was saying.
It's kind of like, I mean, maybe people have been listening to our show actually on speakers at work and you got written up in HR. If you've gotten written up by HR because of our podcast, come at us. Let us know.
I'm sorry.
Put on your earbuds.
One woman did get a talking to from her boss because she was always laughing at her desk. You know what? Normalize laughing at your desk.
Hey, the people should be happy when they're bored. Fuck your boss. No, don't fuck your boss.
Don't fuck your boss.
I speak from experience. Wait, so even though your boss has hated you, one still fucked you?
So Courtney, they're talking about, it's this, everyone's talking about, don't do this. And he's like, I pride myself on how nice, how clean I am. Fuck you people. He just gets up and leaves. And even David is trying to say, Matt, calm down. And
Katie
Malia's
is
like
staring daggers at him.
Malia's like, let's keep Matt on his positive level because that's what we have to do to get through this season. They all know that.
Matt says, I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of how nice I am. I even have a t-shirt and it says I'm a nice guy.
Nice.
And that just because if you get a t-shirt, it says you're nice, then you're nice. I'm clean.
You know where people are the nicest? You know where the people are the nicest? Sex parties.
Sex parties. When someone pisses in your mouth, I say thank you. You know why? Because I'm nice. When somebody puts that, I don't know what it's party. Called because I'm personally not into that, but when somebody puts that metal thing in my urethra and hits it,
I'm sounding. They call sounding. It sounding.
When they sound with me, I'm, Carl, what the fuck is sounding, Carl? They're talking about something. But I'm nice. I'm nice about it when they sound.
Yeah, that is a thing, y'all. Just because we're your sex educators, it is a phenomenon of something with like a metal tube or something where you put it in your urethra of your penis and it's sounding. That's what it's called. I know, I don't want to do it.
Ooh.
I know.
Ooh, that makes me squirmy.
How? So they are.
Sorry.
Z then gives Courtney a lap dance, and it's really cute.
Yeah, because Mathieu is left. He is left. We don't know
he's
what
he's
doing.
He's packing his fucking knives, y'all.
Well, yeah.
He's hit every GoPro he can. He's taking lessons
let's just
from Housewives.
Yeah, and he's like, and he keeps looking in the camera and saying, fuck you all. Fuck you all. You see
my
how
shirt
nice?
That says, just be nice.
I'm
sex
nice.
Party, sex party, sex party.
Let's talk more about Dave and less about me. Yeah, y'all, he literally said, he is a fucking dementor. He's like the Lord Voldemort of fucking shipping.
Right. So he leaves, and then one of the engineering crew says, Jake. One of the engineers is like, are you leaving?
Are you just going to destroy more shit?
He's like, can you not destroy the boat? How about bro, can I help you out? And he helps him off the ship. Y'all, you're hearing it here first. I think he's going to come back. I have a feeling. I think he is too. I have a feeling this was a drunken thing. And also, Captain Sandy knows what side her bread is buttered on. So until he endangers or provides really sloppy food or endangers the crew, then he'll be let
or
go.
Or unless he comes back and Malia and Katie say, he really made me uncomfortable with the type of
he's going.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like he's threatening on the ship. That's what they could do, and that would get him kicked off.
Captain Sandy, she would give him another chance. That's the
thing. I love how they cut to her, literally her door, and she's
snoring.
Just,
I am shocked that the engineer did not wake up Captain Sandy. I guess she can't do anything. Maybe she eats the first person who wakes her up in the middle of the night.
How do you want to be the person that just, you know.
She just envelops their head.
Hey.
Captain Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
I'm not ready to see people.
Okay.
That's kind of how it goes, y'all.
Unless you're Megan Fox, don't come in here.
or Paula Poundstone.
I don't think she is probably an example of female or lesbian pinup.
Depends on what you're into.
That's who, I guess so.
Different strokes for different folks.
So he leaves, you guys. That's that, and they're basically they're still partying out.
He's gone. We don't see the rest of the episode.
All the cast are talking to their parents, but for some reason they do that when they FaceTime with their parents when they get wasted.
Z and Courtney are flirting. Like you were saying, Z is giving Courtney a lap dance.
But only when they're drunk.
They all get drunk and they start to call their family. Poodle, do you call your family when you're drunk?
No.
Either.
No.
Well, no. That I've called
maybe
my,
they miss them.
I've called my brother, but I've never called. Have you ever called you've called your brother when you're drunk, haven't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
But I would not call my mother or my father.
No.
Because do you know what Poodle would hear all the next day from Mother Poodle?
Oh, God.
I didn't know where you were, but I hope people weren't looking at you doing that.
I can't believe you would do that. I hope you didn't make a fool of yourself. I guess I'm glad you got home safe.
That's what she...
I just worry about you.
Do I need to come out? Do you have a drinking problem?
She still thinks I smoke.
She does?
Still thinks, yes. Anyway, Lexi, y'all, whether it's the alcohol or something, she says, I'm turning evil.
Oh.
I'm turning evil.
We don't even know. Like, this comes. It comes
out of nowhere.
0 to 1,000. It's just she's. It's weird because she's talking to Courtney in the bathroom. Well, first of all, she talked to Courtney in the bathroom, and her and Courtney really kind of have this moment. Courtney's crying because she's talking about her dad. Lexi, by the way, Lexi never says, "I'm so sorry about your dad." She just says, "Well, my dad died.
My dad died 4 months ago."
So she does kind of make it like you have pain, but I have more pain.
Lexi really, she does. Lexi really should have a shirt that said, "My dad died 4 months ago."
Yeah, because if you look at that, if you watch that again, because I actually did, Courtney ends up comforting Lexi.
Yes,
Lexi,
you're exactly right.
Lexi never comforts Courtney. I just want to put that out there. Y'all, so, okay, can we talk about this? I don't remember. Did we, Poodle? We had, y'all, this, I think why I like this show, because it reminds me a lot of summer camp, and it's a lot of you know, I went to summer camp. I Poodle and I really became good friends at being counselors at a summer camp. I ended up starting a summer camp that I now don't work for, but volunteer for. So I love summer
camp. We should get you a shirt that says, "I started a summer camp."
We should. I love summer camp.
I love camp.
But did we get this drunk when we were in camp? I feel like we didn't.
Yeah, we did. Okay.
I just don't remember.
You humped a traffic cone.
Okay, point made.
Yeah.
Point made. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
You're having to let go, and you don't yet know your limits, and you kind of think it's fun to push beyond your limits.
Oh, this just made me feel ill watching this now at 40.
And also, remember that most of these people are in their 20s, and so they're pushing. They're still trying to figure out who they are, and alcohol allows them to be whoever, in that moment, whoever they want to be really quickly. And you just don't have that switch that goes, uh-oh. now we all know that point when you're sitting there at a bar and you've had like three drinks and you have another one, you go, uh-oh.
I wish y'all could see Poodle's face when he says, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. And you went, "This is not going to be a good night." Because you're already thinking, "I'm going to say something. I'm going to write a check. My mouth's going to write a check that my ass cannot cash. I am already aware.
I'm about to go into drunk debt.
I'm going to mouth off to someone." And you've seen me. I'm going to mouth off to someone or say something or make out with someone in front of people. And a little bit of me is aware of that. And I'm like, okay, here we go. And nowadays I know if I hit that point, I leave. I leave immediately because nothing good's going to happen. The good thing, too, is when you're past 40, is you have two drinks at a bar. That third drink, if it is strong to me, is going to send me over the edge. So now I know I just can't drink as much as I used to. So now I know that two is good. If I'm going to have a night, three is sometimes doable if I change up when I'm drinking, if it's
but
lighter.
But you also know you're going to feel like shit when you drink or drink tomorrow. You're going to feel bad.
Four drinks. Ooh, I'm going to do something I regret. That's where we are.
And you're going to throw up.
I don't do that as much anymore. That's a five drink.
I'll throw up now.
I'll be hungover after four drinks. Oh. I used to be able to fucking drink like a fish. I just can't do it anymore.
That's okay.
I know.
So we should probably say trigger warning if you're sober. We just talked a lot about drinking, but you know.
Maybe we should.
Well, you know, we that's been our experience.
No, I was talking about my experience.
And I think that's a good, you made me remember this is what you do a lot when you're
20. This is what you do.
You put a good thing on it in that it is like summer camp or like summer school or something. Y'all,
because you're still figuring yourself out. Yeah.
But you're in this pressure cooker where you don't, when we were counselors at summer camps, it wasn't like a 6-hour day. You're working like, you don't just teach your class. You've got to teach your class. You've got to cover.
Sit at the table with the kids.
You got to sit. It's a 16
our day, and you're exhausted.
And you just want to be with people who are like you, and you're going to have fun.
And you don't want to talk. Yes, and you don't want to be a teacher and be on in that way.
Yep, totally.
Yeah.
So they are, they're on the way back, and Courtney kind of is on Z's back, and he falls and bloodies his lip. And they have this little, this sweet moment in the taxi where Z talks about his.
Don't forget. You didn't forget. Y'all, they pay the bill.
Oh, and how did I? I didn't write this down. But keep going. Sorry.
I don't think I wrote it down. I just remembered it actually too. Because I didn't write it down because I was staring at my
TV going, I was
confused. What is happening? And y'all, this is hashtag classic Lexi in that. We need to put a shirt on that. She makes something out of nothing. Y'all, they're just paying the bill. I guess Courtney paid, just Lexi was in the bathroom, or I don't know, Lexi was indisposed. So I guess Courtney or Malia just paid Lexi's part, and Lexi paid them. And that's where Lexi starts going, no, I don't owe anybody anything. I'm smart. Yeah. You're like, and she tells Z, Lexi tells Malia, she's like, tell me what I owe you. And Z's like, well, I think you paid. She's like, no. Don't make me be a bitch. Don't make me be a bitch. Can we compare degrees? Can we compare degrees? Because I have a degree that I didn't do anything with because I bought 3 cars. But I have a degree. And Courtney's like, I paid for you. And she's like, okay. And that's when she said, she walks away and she says, now I'm turning evil.
They are humoring her like nobody's business here.
I honestly think they're being way nicer to her.
They are.
Because they're on camera.
True. Well, but no, you haven't seen previous seasons. If someone exhibited this kind of behavior, someone like the last couple of seasons of Below Deck, they would call them fucking out on it. Yeah, you don't know someone, especially people who've been on it for a while. This is a relatively new group of people. When you've been on the show for a while, you get very, very comfortable with taking people on because you know you've seen it. You get okay with it.
I just think it's a difference of, like, I think Z is handsome, but let's just be honest. Like, Courtney, one of our sissies mentioned this. They're like, hey, reality gays, I know you guys are really fucking gay. Like, they said this in a positive way. Like, you're real gay and into dudes, and none of the dudes are really hot this season, but all the girls are fucking smoking. Like, she's like, us lesbians are like, whoa. And she agreed. Like, the women are all very, this is going to get to a point. The women are very pretty, and it's kind of like the way Lexi, and especially Lexi, really chails like the world's against her. And then you have Z, who's riding back in this van, and Malia's just kind of like, oh, you're adopted, and they're talking about this. And he's like, well, yeah, my mother died when I was 3, and that's why my parents adopted me, because she worked for them.
She was kind of a housekeeper.
But you hear this story of what he went through as a child, and he's still so happy, and he's still someone who's still trying to be a good person in the world. And David just says kind of what we all think. He just kind of hugs him and says, you're a fucking diamond.
The deck crew supports each other.
It was
more
really
than
touching.
Any deck crew. This deck crew more than, and maybe that'll change. But this deck crew is really working well together.
It literally, I love them. He said that, and then Lexi literally just is like,
"I'm Satan.
I'm Satan now." and just like, what?
And she kind of enjoys it.
Well, Katie,
this is what gets fucked.
And Katie, God bless her, she even kind of sits up in the front with Lexi, and she was like, she says to camera, she's like, you know, I didn't realize that Courtney and Lexi are both going through this. It's good for me to know. I want to know what my crew is going through.
Yeah.
Katie was trying to
help,
very
them.
Supportive of Lexi. She's like, I'm sorry if I've been, that's really a hard thing you're going to. And she's like, it's okay. I just want to get in the hot tub.
So the next thing, for some reason, it's kind of like crosstalk. I think this is with Malia. Lexi says, it's fine. Like, I have a life to go back to. I live in an $8,000 high rise in Miami.
You know what? I think a better way to do this, y'all,
There's a lot of fighting in the hot tub. We're just going to say, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, they're now at the hot tub. Yeah.
But do you think it's time?
I think it's time.
It's time for, is this our first?
This is our first Below Deck Theater. Here we go.
I feel like we should sing
song. Make a sea chanting. No, I was making the masterpiece theme into a sea chanty because that's what I do.
Oh, it wasn't clear.
Let's just do this. Just leave me to do the work. Honestly.
Y'all.
All right,
Poodle,
here we go.
Who are you going to be playing the role of?
I'm going to be playing the role of Courtney in the hot
tub. I'm going to be playing the role of Lexi. And we need a preface. This is very, 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 very drunk Courtney and very, very, very drunk and belligerent Lexi.
And then the other characters we will speak to, but they will not speak back.
They will not speak back.
Mm-hmm.
And scene. Cardi, pour me some more champagne.
I'm so glad I'm here. I'm so drunk. No, don't drop it in the tub. You nips out. You nips out.
You know what? I live in Miami. You know that, right? I got an $8,000 high rise. It's $8,000.
You said that.
Did you hear me?
I bet it's so nice. You nips out.
I told Malia that earlier in our room.
Your nipples out. Your nips out.
I told Malia and she didn't care, you know, because she's a two-faced.
I am certain.
No, don't say that. Hey, why don't you just grow horns and a tail?
Sorry, it's like a reflux thing. It just makes me angry.
Oh, nips out again.
Sorry. I don't.
Nips out.
This is just a bunch of two faced. I'm a pageant queen. Understand.
I'm so sorry your father died.
I was the prettiest. I know I was the prettiest for Miss Clearwater, Florida. And this woman who was the granddaughter of Doris Roberts told me
don't know who that is.
She told me I look pudgy.
Hey, you nips out again.
Oh, sorry. No,
both of them are now.
Really? You never watched Everybody Loves Raymond? I love that show.
Not familiar with that. Right. Close a little bit about.
Don't touch my breast.
Sorry. Okay, it's better now.
And scene. Y'all, this was a spectacle. Her nips were flying around that pool. Poor Courtney. Courtney was just trying to keep him in. And Courtney was drunk off her butt, too, and just kind of crying into her glass of rosé.
It started even when they were getting ready. She's already coming at Malia. That's where she brought up, like, Malia, I live in an $8,000 condo. I don't have time for this. No one. Basically, Lexi is that person, and Machu's the same way. Y'all, quote, no one understands them. Ugh. No one's going to understand them because they're so unique and so special that no one can have an experience like this. This is what happens when people have no empathy.
Did you see when Lexi started being a bully to all the men who she basically thinks they could never have her? But like someone like David, she's like, quit being a kiss ass. Because David whispers to Malia, you know, is it important to you that we be coworkers? And she's like, that's a hard thing to answer. And Lexi's like trying to like, David, you're such a kiss ass. Stop being a suck up.
And finally, Lloyd is like, Lexi, shut the fuck up. And she's like,
Lloyd, you're a pussy. And then
Courtney thinks she's playing around. And like Courtney gets with, and they think they're kind of like wrestling with Lloyd and stuff.
You know what's interesting? No. And then so Lexi kind of like puts her body and her boobs on Lloyd. And I was like, this is the same thing Matthew was doing. Talking about being inappropriate with sex and using it to manipulate and make people uncomfortable.
It almost makes
doing the same thing.
People that are using sex that way overtly often have some type of sexual trauma.
Yeah. So she, so you guys, normal. She, of course, Lloyd is like, I'm really uncomfortable. And so Lloyd gets out because he doesn't really know how to think after that. She calls him a pussy.
I think Lloyd is the least drunk, too.
Yeah. No, I don't think he's had a lot to drink.
So, yeah. So Lloyd leaves. And they tell us later, we didn't see this, apparently she made Lloyd cry.
Oh.
No, did you, Malia, say that later? And she's like, she made Lloyd cry. And we didn't even see it because...
Don't make my Lloyd cry. I love him.
So it... And Malia's just kind of... This is what... Come at me. Sorry, I haven't seen past seasons, but this is what I like right now about Malia. She's just kind of watching.
No, you're right. This is the thing. She's stoking those flames. In that hot tub, she knows what to do. Malia has already targeted Lexi on the first day.
But here's the deal. Malia will be
a really good captain one day. I'm saying this now.
Well, Malia hasn't done anything to Lexi, which is ironic because then this is what Lexi does, y'all. You think she's your friend. She does this later on to Courtney. Then she totally turns on you and says you're against her. She looks right at Lloyd leaves and she says, you're being a fucking deckhand right now.
Yep.
And that's when Malia says,
what's wrong with a deckhand?
What's wrong with a deckhand?
Yeah.
And then Lexi says, get over it. I'm not kissing your ass.
This is when Malia told
lipstick, you nips out.
This is when Malia said, she's out of here. Yep. If she's not gonna, if Captain Sandy's gonna do, I'm gonna do my damnedest to get her out.
She goes to Katie and she's like, she's being a bitch. She made Lloyd cry. And Katie had left.
Yeah.
And so Katie comes back. She's like, what's going on? And Lexi's yelling. David's telling her to shut up. She's calling everyone fake. Katie now is yelling at her to shut the fuck up and let her talk. Lexi then looks at Katie and says, you're a fucking bitch to me.
Right.
And then Lexi's like, you want to be a bitch?
I can be a bitch.
Sorry, little replay. I'm fine now. I'm fine. And then literally she said that and Courtney went,
he nips out. Nips out again.
He nips out again.
Nips out again.
But anyway, then she's screaming at Malia and says, you're a fucking bosun. There's this weird like class thing she's got. It's very upsetting.
I don't know what her story is. Like, I don't know what her life was like. I don't know if like, where is she from? Is she from the South?
Bahamas.
Lexi's from the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that I just don't know where she, colonialization thing that I don't know where this comes from, where she feels like.
I just think she's an asshole.
I think so too. I'm trying think to she's be an empathetic asshole. And like, mm-mm. Oh, you know, she's a woman, but
you can't even see why she's triggered anymore by things. So basically Z comforts Courtney because she's still thinking about her dad. And David comforts Malia by kind of going up there and says, there's a million people in the world. Yeah. It's all
after. This is after Malia said, or Lexi yelled at Katie and said, you're fucking failing at your job. Fuck off, bitch. Yeah. You're failing. And Malia
that would have been an immediate dismissal. Normally.
Malia actually said, she's a shit human.
Yeah. So both of them
say that
upset.
Line with David.
David says, there are a million shit people in the world and you're not one of them. If David said that to me, I would be like, blah, blah, blah. Let's make out.
You just went and bent over. And so, yeah. Yep. So Courtney is really crying about her dad. She's like, there's just so much shit going on and da, da, da. And Z comforts her. And they kind of have this very tender moment.
We think that's the end. However, everyone's eating because they always do. They always drunk eat.
Yeah, so it's 12:30 and they're drunk eating.
And David and they're talking about Z being some kind of pimp in Miami. And Lexi walks in, still drunk, goes, David, you're so whack.
Again, that's what... Now notice, think about what Lexi's done. She's single-handedly...
Just bullying people.
So much shit. She hates herself so much that she single-handedly is making sure everyone else hates her because that's a part of her that feels alive and normal.
Yeah.
Because she's done it first. She did it with Lloyd. She hasn't really done it with Z yet, but she did it with Kate.
Just wait.
Everybody, yeah, she hasn't got a Z yet, but notice the pattern. She's taking everyone down so that way everyone's against her.
So then, you guys, Z gets involved and said, don't talk like this. Why are you doing this? And she's like, take your Afrikaans ass and fuck off.
Now, y'all, just because she's a black woman doesn't mean she just said something really fucking racist to him.
Yeah. Well, she definitely, even if she was trying to say culturally, it sounded super racist.
The way she said it to me sounded really racist.
And I think it was by design we put that scene last. Y'all, let's be honest. Lexi is not long for this boat.
We called it. We said Matt and Lexi both. And by the way, y'all, no one knows that Matthew is gone yet.
That's
like,
right.
This all happened and no one knows the chef left the fucking ship.
Wow, this season.
It's
this
like season. When it reminds me of like when you go, oh, wait.
Brittany's still married.
From 90 Day Fiancé. This show is so good. So good. I'm so glad I finally got you to recap this. Thank you, Poodle. Thank you so much for finally doing this for me. Y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com. I'm telling you now, whenever we run out of 90 Day Fiancé, if you don't think we're doing past seasons of Below Deck at our Patreon.
I agree. I think that was always my plan.
Your plan. You know,
I love it how we talked about this and you're bringing it up like it's the first time we've ever heard about it.
I am the Lord Lucifer right now. Don't talk to me like that.
It's amazing how that sounds a little dildo swaggy.
Sorry, y'all. You can come at us on Reality Gaze Podcast on our Instagram. You can see our memes. This hasn't been dropped yet, but as we're recording, obviously, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a Below Deck meme. I'm pretty sure Sissy Christine is going to...
Yeah.
So anyway, y'all, we would appreciate that if you could leave 5-star reviews. If you don't know what else to say, just say...
Keep going, Queens.
Y'all, we still don't really have a shine off of this show, do we?
Until next time, anchors again.
3 ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.